主啊，我们相信你还有话对我们说。
And we believe that you have work yet to be completed.
我们也相信你还有未成的事要我们做。
Lord, we ask you to bless each of the, from the youngest in the Sunday school worship to the oldest who are sitting here.
主啊，请你保守我们今天在这里，不论是年轻人在那些年轻人聚会里面，还是我们这些普通成年人在这里坐在这里听你话语的人。
May your work and your words be manifested.
愿你的话，愿你的功在这里彰显。
In your name, I pray.
真是奉你的名，我们祷告。阿门。大家请坐。
Please be seated. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，大家早上。
It's so good to see all of you here, and either in person or online.
真的是很高兴能够在这里看见大家，不论是在下面坐着的，还是在网上听的。
I know it's difficult to shovel the snow out of your driveway so you can back up your car.
真的是我知道是非常难。昨天我们弟兄姐妹很多来这里来铲雪，让我们今天能够在这里聚会。
And to me, as a Southern Californian, this is a real treat for me.
对我从南加州来的人来说，这对我来说是真是难得看见有雪。
Because the last time I see so much snow is in a Taiwanese ice slush dessert place.
他说他上一次看见有这么多雪的话，就是去那个台湾的水果不对，就是刨冰店里面看见的雪。
Let's turn to our Bible.In the book of Genesis, chapter 22.
我们打开圣经到创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22 and verse 1-14.
我们今天要讲要读的就是二十二章一到十四节。
By the way, Brother Peng, what's the time? What's the time for the end of the meeting?
到几点为止？是。差不多十一点。
十一点。11:30 and 12.
Okay. 11:30.
十一点半到十二点之间都可以停啊。
Okay. Thank you. How about we? I read one verse in English, and then my brother Lee will read the second verse in Mandarin. So we alternate.
好，我们是交替的念，先一节念英文，然后第二节念中文。
And if you find it, Let's read it together.
让我们一起读吧。
And so for those who read in English, then we'll read it verse 1. And then I guess the English speaker will read odd verses. And the Mandarin will read the even verses.
好，我们是单数节用英文读，大家一起读。双数节用中文读，大家一起读。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 1.
二十二章一节。
And it happened after these things that God tested Abraham, and he said to him, Abraham. And he said, Behold.
神说，你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went to the place of which God had told him.
三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那个地方。
And Abraham said to his young men, You stay here with us, and I and the boy will go on his way and worship, and come again to you.
第六节，亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火鱼刀，于是二人同行。
And Isaac spoke to Abraham and his father and said, My father, and he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood.But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
亚伯拉罕说，我儿，神必预备做燔祭的羊羔。于是二人同行。
And they came to the place which God had told them of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. And he bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on the wood.
亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。
An angel of Jehovah called him from the heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I.
天使说，你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的人，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给我。
And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad, nor do anything to him.Then Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a ram behind him was entangled in the thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for the burnt offering instead of his son.
亚伯拉罕给那个地方起名叫耶和华以勒，就是耶和华必预备，直到今日还在说，在耶和华的山上必有预备。
Let's have further word of prayer.
让我们来去祷告。
Lord, in this beginning of the new year,
主啊，在这新年的开始
，and once again that we offer ourselves to you,
真的是再一次我们把全身献给你
，and not just our time, our strength, and our money or possessions.
不但是我们的精力、我们的金钱，还有我们所拥有的
，but we will offer ourselves into your hand.
我们要把自己交托在你的手上
，and not in a general way, but Lord.May this morning that your words convicted me that in a very specific matter.
这不是说是特殊的一种方式，就像你今天早上所赐给我们的话语一样。
Lord, not only that, for those who are hearing, but also for those who speaks.
不但是给听今天听见的人说话，也是给今天说话的人这个。
Not just for the young, but also for the old.
不论是年轻人或者是年长的
So Lord, in the beginning of the year, that Lord, may you, we committed this into your hand.
今天在这个新年起始的时候，我们把一切都交给你。
In your name, I pray.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。Amen.
So, it's so happy to see all of you, in the beginning of the year.
真的是在新年的第一天能够看见大家，真的是非常的高兴。
And so I would like to borrow what John, so John said in 3 John, and use that as a greeting to all of you.
我先用约翰三书里面一章二节这讲的这句话作为给大家的一个问候话。
I pray that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
这是约翰怎样讲的呢？亲爱的弟兄兄弟呀，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体强壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。
You know, I have heard many times that we need to stay positive in life.
我听了很多次，我就是说我们在生命中，我们在生活中，我们要这个正面的，要正面。
Now, like many of you that.I'm constantly have to be tested for COVID because of my work.
大家也知道，因为我工作的缘故，我要是不常常不停的去做这个新冠检测，一定要阳性。阳性就是英文的正面的意思。
But I have to tell you, to hear that I'm negative is the most positive news I've ever heard.
对我来说，我要听的消息呢，我是要阴性。阴性来说，对我来说才是好消息。
So, on this new year, I would like to start with a positive note.
今天在这个新年的第一天，我要做这个这开始一个阳性积极的，就是正面的一个音符。
I'm going to talk about cross today.
我今天要谈的是十字架。
You see, the sign of the cross is the biggest plus sign that I have ever seen.
大家看见没有？这个十字架就是一个最大的一个加号，是一个正面阳性的一个符号。
Because the message of the cross is not a downer, but rather is very a positive message.
对，因为十字架的信息不是一个负面的信息，它是一个非常正面的信息。
It is salvation unto our soul.
这个是我们灵魂的救赎。
And while Christmas is still in our rearview mirror, and there is a hymn that came to mind.
所以说我们在这个刚刚过去的圣诞节就像在镜子里面的印象一样，刚刚的过去，那有一首歌就到了我的脑海中。
Though Christ a thousand times in Bethlehem be born.
好，是这样的，歌词是中文是这样，基督虽能千趟诞生在伯利恒。
If he is not born in thee, thy soul is still forlorn.
如果他未能活在你心坎，救恩仍是无成的。
And here is the twist of the Christmas message.
这个就是圣诞节一个信息。
The cross on Golgotha will never save thy soul. The cross in thy own heart alone can make thee whole.
哥哥他的十字架还不会拯救你，在你心里的十字架就有能力来医治你。
And here is the response of the hymn writer. O cross of Christ, I take thee into this heart of mine.That I to my own self may die and rise to thy life divine.
所以这个副歌是这样的，基督的十字架你接我进我心里，使我能够脱离自己的管辖，完全靠父神的生命。
It is true that we sing that cross at the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away.And by faith, there I receive my sight, and now I'm happy all the day.
所以我就直接翻了。所以我们要永远感谢主，在十字架上，在那里我第一次看见了光，而我心里的负担就滚滚而去。凭着信念，在这里我看见了，现在我每天都很开心。
However, this is not the message.Of the hymn that I just recite.
就是今天这个刚才我在这里所唱的诗歌，并不是完全是今天的信息。
It says the cross on Golgotha will never save thy soul.
所以
only the cross in thy own heart alone can make thee whole.
所以他是说刚才说的。哥哥他的十字架不会来拯救你，在你心里的十字架才能让总能够医治你。
I'm so glad to see so many young people here, and I think whether you are young or old, we are very familiar with the story of Abraham offers Isaac in Genesis 22.
我很高兴今天有很多的年轻人在这里，但不论你是年轻的还是年长的，这是你大家应该都很熟悉我们刚才所说的亚伯拉罕献以撒的故事。
And we were told it's a foreshadowing of God the Father offering His only begotten Son on the cross.
我们也听过这个故事，就是在这个预表我们的天父在十字架上献上他的独生爱子耶稣基督的这个预表。
It is true.
是真的。
On the other hand, Abraham, I think unknowingly, he also became the forefather for those who surrender themselves to God.
是。但同时亚伯拉罕也成了我们所有的愿意降服在神面前的一个先父。
So today I would like to share with this journey of the cross through the eyes of Abraham.
所以我今天要分享的就是这个十字架上的这个旅程，从通过这个亚伯拉罕的这个眼目里面来分享怎样是一个。
And earlier we read in book of Genesis 22, it begins with, and it happened after these things.
所以我们刚才读的这个22节，这个之前就是有这些故事之后之前的事情。
What are these things?
这些之前的事情是什么呢？
Well, we know that Abimelech made peace with him.
我们知道亚伯拉罕和这个亚比米勒王和好了。
And then before that, there was a birth of the promised child, son Isaac.
在这个事情之前呢，是就是那个应许之子以撒诞生了。
And even before that, Abraham interceded for his cousin Lot, and God rescued him.
在之前呢，就是亚伯拉罕呢向神为他的侄子侄儿罗德求神应许了他。
Well, with all these wonderful experience, we can presume that Abraham must fear God.
大家知道，经过这些很奇妙的经历，我们应该想到亚伯拉罕真的是非常敬畏神。
But I think no matter how these blessed experiences, the gifts themselves can subtly replace the giver.
不论这些亚伯拉罕受祝福的经历如何，那些。但是这个他所受到的这个礼物很有可能就会代替了这个赐给礼物的那一位。
And A.B. Simpson wrote that once it was blessing, now it is the Lord. Once it was feeling, now it was his word. Once his gift I wanted, now the giver on. Once I sought for healing, now himself alone.
所以有 A.B. Simpson 这位他写了这首圣诗我念一下。前要的是祝福，今要主自己；前要的是医治，今要主而已；前我贪求恩赐，今要赐恩者；前我寻求能力，今要全能者。
However, from once it was to now it is not automatic nor a given.
所以但是大家要知道，到曾经，从这个曾经这个状态到了现在这个状态，不是就是自动就产生的，它是要神来赐给你恩典才能产生。
He requires a complete surrendering to God and letting go those things, even blessings, once we held dear.
所以这需要的是什么呢？需要你要向神降服，然后甚至是你要让这些已经神给的祝福，就是让他们过去。
And as we continue, it says it happened after these things that God tested Abraham.
所以我们刚才读的就是过了这事以后，圣经上是这样说的，神就试验亚伯拉罕。
And why is he testing him?
为什么这里说神要试验亚伯拉罕呢？
Verse 12, again, we read earlier, it says, For now I know that you fear God.
所以这个刚才后来十二节又这样写说，一点不可害他，现在知道，我知道你是敬畏神的了。
Now, in English, fear can be also understood as something that the one will be afraid of.
敬畏这个在英文里面也是一个害怕的意思。
And you know, as a sojourner in the foreign land, I'm sure that Abraham perhaps he feared Abimelech and he feared Pharaoh as he traveled to Egypt.
大家知道亚伯拉罕那个时候带着他的妻撒拉旅行的话他是在那里害怕亚比米勒王，也害怕法老。
For he said his wife Sarah to them that she is his sister.
他因为害怕，他就对那个王或者是法老说，撒拉他的妻是他的妹妹。
And maybe Sarah was barren, so Abraham feared that he would have no descendant. So he listened to Sarah to give birth to Ishmael.
有可能撒拉没有生育，亚伯拉罕也害怕自己没有后嗣，所以呢，他就同意这个撒拉说，你和这个悖女，然后生下这个伊斯玛利。
But that is not what the fear that God is looking for.
但是这不是神所寻求的这个敬畏。
Fearing God in the Bible means to throw oneself completely at the feet of a person or an object of worship.
这个敬畏神的意思在圣经中就是一个人完全俯伏敬拜在对象这个对象的脚下，这是一种崇敬。
It is an act of reverence, respect, and worship.
这个是崇敬是一个尊重然后一个敬拜。
It is not outwardly, but an inward reality.
这个不是外表的一个表达的一个样式，这是里面的心里面的一个感觉。
Because one can be reverent to a police officer who is about to give you a citation.
因为一个人，如果你碰到一个警察，你看上去对他很尊重，因为那个警察要给你这个单子这罚单。
But it's another thing.How you think of the officer within?
这个敬拜这个事情是另外一个感觉。那你对这个警察心里头你是怎么想的？这不是外表上所表达出来。
Fearing God is a choice.
敬畏神是一个选择。
For Proverbs 1:29 says, "Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord."
所以在箴言一章二十九节是这样讲的，因为你们。恨恶知识，不喜欢敬畏耶和华。
Nor fearing God is rely on past experiences.
敬畏神也不是按照你过去的经验所给你的经验所决定的。
It is to be tested.
这个敬畏神要经过试验的。
Proverbs again 17 says, "The refining pot is for silver, the furnace for gold, but Jehovah tries the hearts."
在这个箴言十七章三节有这样讲到，鼎为炼银，炉为炼金，唯有耶和华熬炼人心。
Would Abraham choose to honor the Lord above anything else, including his own son?
是不是亚伯拉罕选择敬畏神是超过一切的事情呢？包括献上自己的儿子呢
？The testing of obedience does not only matter to Abraham back then, but today as well.
你这个能不能接受这个考验，就是顺服的考验，不但是对亚伯拉罕是很重要，今天对我们来说也是很重要。
And he said, "Take now your son, your only Isaac, whom you love, and go into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will name you."
好，他是在创世纪中二十二章二节就这样说，神说，你带上你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
To Abraham, this sacrifice is unlike any others.
对这亚伯拉罕说，这样的献祭，这个祭物真的是超过所有一切的事情。
It is.That is initiated by God with appointed sacrifice and designated place.
这个事情不是亚伯拉罕自己要做的事情，是神指点指引的，所以他有这个特定的祭物和特定的地方。
Same could be said about the cross.
如果是十字架来说，也是这样。
Cross is designed by God and was not something.That we need to look for.
十字架是神所设计的，不是我们这些人去找来的。
Yes, suffering is the cross has suffering.
十字架上有苦难。
But not all suffering is cross.
但不是所有的苦难就是十字架。
And if all suffering is cross.Then we might as well just go to the boot camp.
如果你说这个苦难就是十字架的话，如果我们要找苦难的话，我们去一下新兵训练营就可以。
In fact, Paul warned repeatedly in his epistle that these so-called man-made cross under the yoke of man has no benefit to one's soul.
所以保罗在他的这个书信中这样讲到，凡是人所设计的这个十字架，就是这个恶下所谓的人为的十字架，对魂来说是没有用的。
Because only the cross in thy own heart will save thy soul.
只有自己心中的十字架才能救你的灵魂。
In Galatians, Paul wrote.And I, brothers, if yet proclaim circumcision, why am I still persecuted? Then the offense of the cross has ceased.
好，所以在哥罗西书二章十六节是保罗是这样说的：不论在饮食上或者节期、月数、安息日，都不可让人论断你们。
Galatians 5:11. Sorry.
Sorry. 下面还有加拉太书五章十一节。弟兄们，我若仍旧传割礼，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架上讨厌的地方就没有了。
Galatians 6:12. As many of you desire to look well in the flesh, these compel you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ.
好，这个是加拉太书六章十二节啊。OK， 凡希图外貌体面的人都勉强你们受割礼，无非是怕自己为基督的十字架受逼迫。
And in Philippians 3:18, it talks about the enemies of the cross of Christ.
好，腓立比书三章十八节，他讲了十字架的敌人，基督十字架的敌人。
Suffering by itself may only make one bitter and puff up.
痛苦本身只会让自己就觉得很苦涩，然后有自己也很膨胀。
Only the cross of Christ will change us inside out.
只有耶稣基督的十字架才能改变我们的内心。
And only the cross can transform each one of us so that He increases and we decrease. And we decrease.
只有耶稣的十字架能够改变我们的自己，改变我们这个人，只使他，使耶稣增多，使我减少。
Back then, Abraham actually had two sons.
大家知道那个时候亚伯拉罕亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
And from Galatians, we see that one is born under the faith, in faith, one is under the law.
我们从格罗西书我们看见加拉太书我们看见这两个儿子，一个是生在信心之下，一个是生在律法之下。
God is not testing Abraham to see if he can keep the law.
亚伯拉罕并没有神并没有试验亚伯拉罕他能不能守住律法。
If that's the case, then Paul would say, I'm blameless under the law.
如果是那样的话，保罗会说我是完全没有指责的，我是完全守住律法的。
Well, the rich young ruler will say that I have kept everything since youth.
那位富有的少年人也是会说我从小一直是守住律法的。
God specifically asked for ISAAC.Not ISHMAEL.
这个神是特别去指明要这个以撒，不是要以斯玛利。这个英文有什么讲究？
Yeah.
不知道。
So God is testing Abraham's faith that required 100% dependence on His grace.
神在那里试验亚伯拉罕的信心，这个信心就是要求亚伯拉罕有完全有100%的依赖神。
This is where the cross meets the road.
这个就是十字架的路。
So we cry out to the Lord, Lord, help I believe, but help my unbelief.
所以我们在向神呼喊说，主啊，请帮助我改变我的那个不幸。
I have three children.
我有三个孩子。
And when the firstborn came to our life,And we as a first-time parents don't know what to do with her.
我有三个孩子，第一个是女儿，她第一个女儿在出生的时候，我们是新的父母，我们也不知道怎么办。
She was she kept crying. I remember.
她是不停的哭。
And so we try to figure out was she hungry?
我们在这里就是在那里想想看，她是不是饿了？
She needs to change diaper.
是不是要换尿布啊
？And so some say, well, your room is too quiet, so we play Beethoven.
有人说这个你的房间里面太安静了，我们就在那里放贝多芬的音乐。
And but no matter what we do, and she kept crying.
不论我们怎么做，她就是不停的哭。
So finally, at our wit's end, we call our pediatrician to ask him.What should we do?
所以最后我们也没有办法了，我们就打电话问我们的儿童医生说怎么办呢？
And the first thing he said to me is, "You have a lemon baby."
那个儿科医生第一个对我说的第一句话就是说你有了一个英文叫柠檬宝宝。
At first, well, you know, now me and my wife think it was funny, but back then it wasn't funny at all.
那个现在我听这句话是觉得很好笑。那个时候我们一点也觉不，医生说这句话我一点也不觉得好笑。
When God asked Abraham to offer his Isaac as a burnt offering, is God's promise now a lemon promise?
神在那个时候让亚伯拉罕献以撒做这燔祭的时候这个是神所应许的是现在的这个柠檬的是就是柠檬的应许吗
Is he taking back his promise?
是神要把他的应许拿走吗
Dear saints, Jesus loves you and me more than we'll ever know.
圣徒们啊耶稣爱我们比我们 所能想象的爱的更多
And he also loves those who we love more than we ever know
他也爱那些我们不知道的那些人他爱他们更多
Likewise, the Lord loves Isaac more than Abraham will ever know
所以神在那里爱这个以撒爱的那么的多连亚伯拉罕都无法想象
A sister once told me that Don't love your children, nor let your children love you too much.
我一位姐妹对我说过，不要太爱你的孩子，也不要让你的孩子太爱你。
And when I heard this, I was a little bit stunned.
我当时听到这句话的时候，我又有点惊讶。
But over the years, I realized it is true.
但是过了这么多年，我知道这是真的。
God did not tell us not to love our kids, nor the kids not to love their parents.
神并没有说不要爱你的孩子，也没有对你的孩子说不要爱你的父母。
But that I should not love, dedicate all my focus on energy on my children or parents more than I love God.
但是我们不要把我们的精力把我们的爱那样的专注给我们的孩子们也不要孩子们那样的专注在我们身上高过我们给我们对神的爱
Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place far off
所以第三天的时候亚伯拉罕举目就看见远远的看见那个地方
You know offering a sacrifice is never a quick death
大家知道这个献祭这个事情是从来不是一下子就死，一下子就死了。
It's not a snapshot of your selfie, but it's a journey.
这个献祭这个事情不是像你自己做一个自拍像那样一刹那就拍了，这个献祭是一个旅程。
Sacrifice is not done on the spur of the moment either.
这个献祭不是一下子就是死亡了，它是慢慢的事情。
It takes time, and it takes time to arrive at a calculated decision.
这个是要花时间的，要花时间来计算到达这个目的地。
This is what the Lord had in mind when he talked about cross in Luke 14.
这个就是主说这个十字架的这所说的这个意思。
For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost?
所以你们那一个这个在路加福音十四章，你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下算计花费，能盖成不能呢
？Or what king going to make war does not first sit down and consult whatever he is able, whether he's able?
所以一个王出去和别的王打仗，他岂不先坐下酌量？
Carrying the cross is a calculated, cold-blooded decision.
所以，背十字架是一个经过仔细考虑的，是一个冷血的决定。
We have done our homework, and we have counted the cost.
我们是已经做了功课，我们也计算了一下有多少的代价。
In order to travel to the land of Moriah, it takes 3 days to get there.
为了去那个摩利亚之地呢，需要有三天时间。
If you have ever watched the football game, when the scores are closed, when scores are closed and there's only few seconds on the clock,
大家有没有看这个足球比赛啊？但这个啊，这个它是橄榄球比赛嘛？这个快要结束的时候，就差几秒钟了。这个而且两队的这个比分非常的接近。
When the opposing team suddenly called a timeout while the kicker is about to kick the field goal.
大家看到这个进攻一方呢，马上就要踢最后那进门的那一球，突然这个防守方就突然提出啊要暂停。
Why? Because this is also a psychological game.
因为这为什么呢？因为这个是一个心理战。
And the opposing team wants the kicker to overthink and to shake his confidence.
所以这个防守方呢，让这个进攻方呢突然停下来，让他这个信心减低。
I think those 3 days, God gave Abraham have plenty of time to think it over, to count the cost.
所以神给了亚伯拉罕三天的时间，这三天是足够让这个亚伯拉罕能够计算一下这个成本。
To test his fear of God.
然后用这个办法来试验他对神的敬畏。
In Hebrews 11:15 says they might have had opportunity to have returned.
好，在希伯来书十一章十五节说，你们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。
They had opportunity to back out.
他们是有这个机会，是有这个机会能够回去的。
To change mind.
要改主意。
God always leaves us back door. Because following the Lord is by choice and not by compulsion.
所以神总是留一扇后门，因为跟随神是自愿的，不是强迫的。
Yes, there will be temptation of changing one's mind, going back and forth, reasoning and wrestling, if the decision was made correctly.
大家知道是有这种事情，因为就要来回的想改变主意啊，就像这个摔跤一样是有这个机会的。
I wonder if Abraham had the same experience along those 3-day journey.
我这里常常怀疑，这亚伯拉罕在这三天的时间内，是不是常常在那里思想上做斗争
？Did I hear wrong？
亚伯拉罕说：“是不是我听错了
？”Maybe I'm getting old. I made a mistake.
或者说亚伯拉罕说：“哎呀，我已经太老了，我犯错了吧
？”Because since when God is into human sacrifice？
或者是神不喜欢，应该神不喜欢把人让人做献
啊？神什么时候喜欢要人做献祭？
对对对，神什么时候喜欢人做用人做献祭的祭物了呢
？As a father, I can tell you, it would be a lot more easier if God asked me to be the sacrifice than my own children.
所以我作为一个父亲，我完全可以说，如果是神对我说献祭的话，让我自己做祭物吧，不要让我的孩子做祭物。
Thank the Lord, as far as we know, Abraham did not waver.
但是感谢主，大家看见亚伯拉罕并没有犹豫。
His face of his faith is like a flint that he made a beeline to the appointed place.
他的信心就像他的脸一样，像碎石一样，直奔那个目的地。
There was no hesitation.
没有犹豫。
Hebrews 11 once again, counting that God was able to raise him even from among the dead.
所以希伯来说，十一章十九节说，他以为神还能叫人从死里复活。
Within those 3 days, if Abraham have any doubts.Fears or questionings, they all but buried along the way.
所以在这三天内，如果亚伯拉罕还有什么疑问，还有什么疑惑和恐惧，都是在这个路上，这些东西都被埋葬。
And because listen to what he said to his servant. Abraham said to his young man, "You stay here with the donkey, and I and the boy will go on to this way and worship, and come back again to you."
所以二十二章五节，亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：“你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。”
I and the boy will come again to you.
所以我和童子，然后会回到你们这里来。
There's no doubt that in his mind that God can raise him up again.
所以在亚伯拉罕来说，神 完全能够再让这个复活。
To Abraham, it's not that God gives and takes away.
对亚伯拉罕说，不是神是可以是可以拿走，也可以再给你。
He believes, he takes away, and he can give it again.
他相信神能够取走，也能够再次还给你。
This is God for Abraham.
这个就是亚伯拉罕所信靠的神。
Where is the lamb?
羔羊在哪里？
Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, "My father." He said, "Here am I, my son." And he said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide Himself a lamb for a burnt offering." So they both went together.
22:7，以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说，我父亲，他说，我在这里，我的儿子，他说，看，看火和木头，于是，但是，现，我们就是看上面吧，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide Himself a lamb for a burnt offering." So they both went together.
所以神必赐给那献祭的羔羊，他们一起走了，一起去那。
Where is the lamb? It's such an innocent question.
献祭的羊羔在哪里？这个是一个很天真的问题。
But it lies at the heart of this sacrificial journey.
但是这是在这个献祭的路程上的一个核心。
Isaac has seen sacrifice before.
以撒见过这个祭物。
And everyone knows that there can be no sacrifice without a sacrifice.
大家都知道，如果没有祭物的话，就不可能有献祭这个事情。
It is a difficult question that must be answered truthfully and carefully.
这个是一个非常困难的问题，但是一定要仔细的、认真的回答。
I think the question is like a knife cut right through the heart of Abraham.
这个问题就像一把刀刻在亚伯拉罕的心上。
I believe Abraham has been anticipating these questions for his waking moment in the last 3 days.
所以我真的想，亚伯拉罕一直在这过去三天中，他就一直这认为这儿子会问这个问题。
He knew this question will come up sooner or later.
他知道这个问题不论是早早晚晚，一定会出来的。
It's no doubt that this is story of God's ultimate sacrifice.That he prepared for his son in the distant future.
所以就是这个神所让亚伯拉罕准备的这个献祭是他的儿子的将来就是这样一个结果吗？
But right now, the story is about Abraham's only begotten son's death.
但是现在是亚伯拉罕唯一儿子就是献祭要死的这个事情。
I think our hearts are knitted with Abraham's as we hear the echo through Isaac's questions. Where is the lamb for the sacrifice?
所以我知道我觉得我们的心就像亚伯拉罕一样交织在一起，就是这个献祭的祭物在哪里？
You know, the gospel that we have received with a capital G, it tells us that all the blessings are ours in Christ.
所以我们看看这个圣经上这个福音书里面呢，如果是以大写 G 为开始的话，就是告诉我们在基督里的祝福是我们的。
But the other half of the gospel is, where is the sacrifice?
但是另一半的故事就是那个献祭的祭物在哪里？
To answer the question, we must go through what Abraham did.
我要回答这个问题，我们要看一看亚伯拉罕所做的。
You see, wood and fire will cost you and me nothing.
大家知道这个木材和火对我们来说是没有任何的价值的。
But the sacrifice will cost Abraham everything, because Isaac is everything to him.
但是这个祭物，以撒，亚伯拉罕的儿子，会让，会是对亚伯拉罕来说，就是他的一切。
Today, God is still waiting for a sacrifice from you and me.
今天我们的神还在等我们的这个献祭。
Don't worry, I'm not talking about your purse.
不用担心，我们不是说你的钱包的问题。
Even though the Bible does say that where your treasure is, your heart will be also.
因为圣经说，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
I'm not talking about your time, though we need to redeem our time for the days are evil.
我也不是谈论你的时间，因为我们要赎回我们的时间，为那邪恶的日子赎回我们的时间。
I'm not talking about your strength, even though the Bible says, love the Lord your God with your heart, with your mind, with your soul, and with your spirit.
所以，我也不是谈你的力量，我们要谈的是，你要圣经上说是要你要尽心尽意尽力爱你的神。
Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams.
圣经上说，听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
The persons who offer the sacrifice and the sacrifice is identical.
这个献祭的人和说他所献的上的祭物是一样的事情。
And that's why in the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, before you offer the sacrifice, you have to put your hands on the sacrifice.
所以在利未记的旧约里的利未记说，在你献祭的时候，你要把手放在这个祭物上。
And when the sacrifice is made, something died.
要知道你献祭的时候就某一个生物就要死掉。
And I remember that there is a conversation between F.B. Meyer and C.T. Studd about how he surrendered and offered his Isaac on the altar.
所以我记得有一个故事是 F.B. Meyer 和另外一个人叫 C.T. Studd 就讲他是怎样献上他的祭物。
Brothers and sisters, you may know that C.T. Studd is one of the Cambridge Seven who became a missionary to China.
是 C.T. Studd 这个人呢，就是他是这个剑桥七人中的其中一人，他是最后去中国做宣道的工作。
And so this is what C.T. Studd said to F.B. Meyer, who is also a vessel used by God.
所以这里所说的记得一个故事，这个 C.T. Studd 对这个 F.B. Meyer 说话，这个 F.B. Meyer 也是神所用的一个仆人。
I remember so well, dear friends, the day when Charlie Studd looked into my face and said, "Mr. Meyer, there is nothing I have got that you may not have."
这个有一天，这个C.T. Studd 就是对这个 F.B. Meyer 说，我记得你所能献的，你都献上给神了。
Well, I said to him, "How can I be more like you?" He said.
但是我那个就说神啊，我怎能才能更像你
？He said, "Have you ever given yourself to Christ for Christ to fill you?"
他说你有没有把自己献给基督，让基督充满你呢
？Well, I said, "I have done so in a general way, but I don't know that I have done so particularly."
他说我一般上是这样做的，但是我不知道要不要用一种特殊的方式，特殊的办法去做。
He said you must do it particularly also.
你一定也要用特殊的方法去这样做。
I knelt down that night and thought that I could give myself to Christ as easily as possible.
那天晚上我就跪下来，我就是向神祷告，就是说让我尽量轻松的把自己交给神，交给基督。
And I gave him an iron ring, the iron ring of my will.
然后我给了基督是吧？我给基督一个。
And I gave him an iron ring.
一个铁的戒指，我的生命的戒指。
钥匙环。And the ring of my will and all the keys of my life on it, except one little key I kept back.
这个钥匙环上呢有很多钥匙，上面很多都是我生命中的所有的钥匙，但是我留下了一把小小的钥匙。
He said, "Are they all here?"
神说，你的钥匙，生命的钥匙都在这里吗？
I said, "They are all there but one, the key of a tiny closet in my heart, of which I must keep control."
但是我是说，神啊，这个所有的钥匙都在这儿了，只有一把小小的钥匙是我一个心中的小柜子的钥匙，我要一定要控制住它。
He said, "If you don't trust me in all, you don't trust me at all."
神说，如果你不信我的话，你就是完全不信我。你如果有一点不信我，你就是完全不信我。
I tried to make terms. I said, "Lord, I will be so devoted in everything else, but I can't live without the content in that closet."
我就对神说，神啊，我在所有的事情上都很投入，但是如果没有这个小柜子里面的东西，我就活不下去。
I believe, young friends, that my whole life was just hovering on that balance.
年轻人啊，我相信一个人的一生都在那个一个在这个光景中度过。
If I had kept the key of that closet and had mistrusted Christ, he never would have trusted me with his blessed word.
所以如果你就是留下那把小钥匙能够自己控制那个小柜子的话，你就是没有相信耶稣，神也不会来祝福你。
He seemed to be receding from me, and I called him back and said, "I'm not willing, but I'm willing to be made willing."
他说他似乎在远我说我并不是不愿意，但是我愿意成为一个愿意的人。
Just in case you missed it, I'm not willing.
是说我不愿意。
But I'm willing to be made willing.
就是我是不愿意的，但是我愿意成为那个愿意被改变，成为那个愿意的人。
He seemed as though that he took the key out of my hand and went straight for the closet.
好像神就是直接从我手里拿走了那把钥匙，小钥匙。
I knew what he would find there.
他神去开了那个小柜子，我知道神会发现什么。
He knew too.
神也知道他发现了什么。
Within a week from that time, he had cleared it right out.
一个礼拜之内，神就把那个小柜子给清理干净了。
But he filled it with something so much better.
神又把更好的东西放满了那个柜子。
Why, what a fool I was. He wanted to take away the sham jewels to give me the real ones.
真的是我是很傻瓜，神要拿走的是我认为的那些假珠宝，他给我的是真珠宝。
He just took away the thing which was eating out my life and instead gave me himself.
神就是拿走了那些在浪费我生命的东西，他把自己给了我。
Then Abby Meyer wrote to spoke to his audience. Now that is the point I'm coming with you, coming to with you.
这个 FB Meyer 这里就是对那些听众说，现在就是要有一个重点，我告诉你们。
You have given him the keys, haven't you?
你有没有把这个钥匙给基督呢？给神呢？
Let every one of you be sweetly attuned to Jesus in entire surrender.
让我们所有的弟兄姐妹们都能够向主耶稣基督降服，能够和神甜蜜的在一起。
Then he said, "I have it. I heard from hundreds of hearts and cry the murmur, all for Christ, yes."
我们就说我们已经有了，有一百次我们就是说耶稣啊，我们已经有你的福分了。
Yes, remember, if you are for Christ, Christ is all for you.
大家要记得，如果你是给耶稣所有的话，耶稣就是你的。
That is the blessedness of it.
这个就是神给你的祝福。
And our beloved brother Dana Condon wrote a hymnBased on this story.
我们亲爱的弟兄丹娜康登弟兄，就是根据这刚才所讲的这个故事的基础，写了一首诗歌。
Every key, every key to my heart, Lord Jesus.
每一个钥匙，我的心都只给我的主耶稣基督。
It must be that you see every secret hidden doorway.
所以，主耶稣基督，你能看见每一个隐藏的事物。
Enter in, cleanse me from sin.
你进来清洁我的罪。
Fill my life with power.
让我们的生命充满力量。
Prayerfully, I give to thee, Lord.
真是在这里祷告，我把我生命的每一把钥匙都给我们的主。
Every key, Lord, I give to you my every key.
每一个钥匙，我把我生命的每一把钥匙都给主耶稣。
You see, when God asks for a sacrifice, it's very specific.
大家看见主耶稣基督，当我们的神要我们一个献祭的祭物的话，它是一个很特别的。
Whether it's sheep or bulls in the past,
不论过去在旧约中要求的这个公羊和绵羊。
Whether it's the key to the door of your room,
或者是你进你的房间的钥匙。
God numbers them one by one.
神在那里就是一个一个的数算。
Sacrifice is never general or vague.
这个祭物从来不是模糊的，也不是不清楚的。
It carries a real cost to the one who gives.
这个对这个献祭者来说，这个祭物对这个献祭者是一个负担。
For God does not want you to give what you are able.
神不是要你能给的。
It is the very thing.That we are unable to give.
这是神要的，是你不能给的那一样东西。
That is sacrifice.
那个就是献祭祭物。
Thank God, whatever we are not able, He is able.
谢谢主，我们不能，但是他能。
Oh, the light that follows all my way, I yield my flickering torch to Thee. My heart restores.Its borrowed ray, that in thy sunshine's blaze its day may brighter, fair be.
他说又是一首诗歌，你这照耀我路之光，我将残灯带来教你，我心应得你光复亮，你的日子他的日子借你太阳，就能更为明丽。
Jim Elliot was right.
有一位人叫 Jim Aaron, 他是 Elliot, 他是对的。
He was a missionary to Peru and later was martyred for the Lord.
这位 Jim Elliot 的是一个去秘鲁的传教士，最后呢，他在这为主献身了。
He said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep."
他说他不是傻瓜，他会付出他不能保留的东西。
He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep.
他不是傻瓜，他不会付出 ，sorry， 他会付出他不能保留的东西。
To gain what he cannot lose.
然后呢，他这个付出这个不能保留的东西呢，去能够得到他不能失去的东西。
I'd like to end the sharing in the last two verses. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a ram behind him was entangled in the thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah will see, so that it is said till this day, in the moment of Jehovah will be seen.
所以我们今天就是要用这两句经文来信息结束之前，亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊两脚扣在稠密的小树中，亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，意思就是耶和华必预备，直到今日人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备。
Today, God is still pleading each one of us to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
大家知道，今天我们的神也仍旧要求我们每个人把自己献上，当作活祭。
When the sacrifice is made, our soul life will die.
当我们献上这个把自己献上活祭的时候，我们的魂的魂，我们的魂就会死了。
But that journey does not end in death, but in life.
但是我们的生命的旅程并没有因此结束。
The life out of death for Abraham's substitute was unexpected, though.
这个给亚伯拉罕的这个生命的这个祭物的代替，真的是亚伯拉罕不能没有想到过的。
Because God prepared a ram, not a lamb.
所以神准备了一个公羊，而不是一只羊羔。
We know a ram is a male sheep over 12 months old.
大家知道这个英文这个 ram 这个公羊是十二个月以上的羊羔。
And ram is a mature sheep that can be used for breeding.
这个公羊是一个长成熟的这个羊羔，它是可以用于繁殖的。
Now, if I can draw a comparison to human age, 12 years age is the time of bat or bat mitzvah in Jewish culture.
这个在犹太人的传统中有一个节日，他们就是十二岁的成年礼的节日，它叫 Bat Mitzvah.
It is becoming an adult will be responsible to the law.
对犹太人来说，十二岁就是一个成熟的年龄，他要负法律责任的。
It's a beginning unto maturity.
这个是在成熟之前的一个重要的节日。
And Jesus was 12 years old when he went to the temple with his parents to celebrate Passover.
所以耶稣在十二岁的时候，随着他的父母去圣殿过逾越节。
Resurrected life is not only a substitution, but life unto maturity.
这个复活的生命不是只是一个就是代替我们魂的一个生命，它是一个去向成熟的一个过程。
Are we willing to lay down what the Lord requires us? He will cause us to grow further into spiritual maturity.
在这个我们愿意放下自己放下自己完全归向神的话，神就会让我们属灵生命成长。
As we become more mature, He will take us deeper into the life of living sacrifice.
当我们越来越成熟的时候，神就会让我们过一个把自己献上活祭的生活。
As we offer ourselves to Him again and again, He will be increased and will be decreased in our lives.
当我们献上自己在神的生命在我们里面越来越成长，而我们自己就越来越减少。
Not only that, when the priesthood is to be consecrated to the Lord,
不但如此，当那个祭司在自己献祭的时候
，a bull is offered as a sin offering.
那个公羊是赎罪祭。
And interestingly, two rams also has to be slain.
Sorry, 那个是公牛是赎罪祭，然后呢还有两只公羊。
One ram is offered as a burnt offering.
一个公羊是作为燔祭。
And the other is a ram of consecration.
这个第二个公羊就是这叫什么？就是成圣礼。
So the second ram is very interesting that you have to take its blood and put on the right ear.The right thumb and the right toes of the priest to be consecrated.
所以第二只公羊就是特别特殊了。你要把它的血，不是这只公羊的血，涂在这个祭司的右耳、右拇指和脚趾、右脚趾，然后作为一个成圣礼，祭司的成圣礼。
I think it is a picture of a consecrated life in action.
这个就像这个成圣生活的一个图画一样。
We hear what the Lord says, we do what the Lord wants, and we walk in the Lord in the way the Lord pleases.
我们听主的话，我们做主的工，然后我们也行在主的路上。
Now looking back, brothers and sisters, that you know, myself included, that we may sacrifice to go to a good school or find a good job.
包括我
as a student,
包括我自己在内，弟兄姐妹大概还记得，我们愿意为进一个好的学校做很多的牺牲。
And as employees, that we or I work long hours to be part of something greater, or simply just to keep my job.
作为一个雇员的话，我会牺牲我自己去做一些需要做的事情，然后为了保住我的工作的缘故。
Maybe these things that is required of us.And maybe these things that we are very proud of in our lifetime.
有可能你做的这些牺牲是所是必须的，或者是我们自己觉得很骄傲的，是我们自己一生的。
But today, there is a higher calling of you and me to offer a better sacrifice that has eternal value.
但是今天我们有一个更高的呼召，就是让我们学会做这个牺牲。
Maybe you have never offered yourself to the Lord.
有可能你从来不没有过把自己献给神。
Maybe you have done it long ago.
或者你很久以前你做过，但现在没有了。
But it doesn't matter. We will never graduate from the school of sacrifice.
但是知道吗？我们有可能从永远不能从这个献祭的这个学校毕业。
To obey is better than sacrifice. Is something.That will forever need the Lord's help.
真的是啊，这献祭带这个。
To obey is better than sacrifice. It's something that we need the Lord's help. Help.
所以听命胜过献祭，我们真是需要神的帮助。
Just look at Abraham. He is still learning the lessons. Well.Beyond the age of 100.
大家看看亚伯拉罕，他在100岁的时候还在学习怎样在这个献祭的学校里面上课。
The way of the cross means sacrifice as to God, you yield your all. To be laid on the altar, the place of death, where fire will surely fall.
好，十字架的道路意味着要牺牲。至于神，你付出了你的一切，被放在祭坛上，这个死亡的地方。
As the voice of song and prayer will raise, how easy to say we give it all, till some rougher cross lies just before, and the sterner is duty's call.
好，这个是原歌词是有了啊。当我们唱诗祷告的时候，何等愿说献所有，但前面有更沉重的十字架，有更艰难的生涯。
Do you falter then, or true to death, just die on the cross in the way?Till the fullness of life from the living one is filling you day by day.
你要辩解呢，或是忠心到死，让一切完全损失，只等到永活神的丰盛生命天天充满你灵。
'Tis the plan of life for you to die to live, one with Jesus crucified, with a life alone to be lived through you of the risen and glorified.
神的救法是由死得生，你与主合为一人，在十字架，你因信已与他同定，从他生活出他命。
This is the way of the cross. Are you willing for this? What does bearing the cross mean to you?
好，这是十字架的道路啊。这是十字架的道路，你愿意吗？背十字架对你来说意味着什么呢？
You who have given yourself your all to God, are you wholly true?
你已经愿意把你所有的一切献上，对神来说，这是真的吗？
Can we bow our head and have some prayer?
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, may each one of our hearts cry out to you and say, Lord, make me willing, make me willing.
主啊，愿我们所有的心都向你呼求说，主啊，让我愿意吧，让我愿意。
Willing to yield to thy blessed will, willing to please thee whatever the ill.
真是让我们能够愿意，能够放弃我们的所有，愿意听你的，所有的都听你。
Lord, make me willing, Lord, make me willing.
主啊，让我愿意，让我愿意。
willing to crown thee my Lord and King. Lord, make me willing.
主啊，让我们愿意能够高我们的主耶稣基督，让我愿意吧。
Lord, you know that there may be struggles in our heart.
主啊，在我们心中有挣扎。
But our prayer is, Lord,
但主啊，
I'm willing to be made willing.
主啊，我们的祷告是，我愿意让我成为愿意。
In the beginning of the new year, Lord, may this be forever engraved on the heart.
主啊，在新年的第一天，第一周，我们愿意这我们所做的祷告刻在我们的心里。
We offer our days to you.
我们把今天献上给你。
We offer our hours to you.
我们把每个小时都献给你。
We offer our seconds to you.
我们把每秒都给你。
And Lord, if you indeed come calling for the closet key, may we respond to you the same way as our brother F.B. Meyer.
当你神啊，当你来向我们取我们心中那个小柜子的钥匙的时候，我们也能够像 F.B. Meyer 弟兄那样把这把钥匙给你。
For indeed that we are not able, but you are able.
真的，我们是不能的，但你是能的。
In your name I pray.
奉你的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.